Now, let's face the issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, oftentimes I get tied up in the monologue and then the essence of the broadcast and fail to remind you, we'd love to have you join in the dialogue and discussion. The purpose of the broadcast, the format of the broadcast, is on the Q&A basis. We set the stage, we ask the questions, we lay the facts out before you, invite you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about an issue today that I believe is current, I believe is pertinent, I believe is one that we ought to, especially Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we ought to take serious consideration of. Will America survive? I understand we're in the very midst of the greatest celebration America has ever had, our 250th anniversary. President Trump, I believe, is doing a phenomenal job in trying to set the stage to recognize America for the greatness that we are, that's only possible because of the hand of Almighty God and His divine intervention. God gave us America. We have a nation that our foundation is on the Judeo-Christian values. Only God could do that. No other nation on the face of the globe, past, present, or I believe in the future, has what we have today. I believe we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, the greatness of America and understand what we see taking place today is an attempt to undermine, tear down, destroy, wipe away all of the heritage of America, to destroy the godly heritage, to destroy the history of America, to wipe out, to eviscerate, to change, to modify, in some way do away with the history of our great nation. We saw that, we've seen that in the past few years. We saw that under the Obama administration. We saw that under the Auto-Pen Sleepy Joe Biden administration, where we had monuments across America being desecrated, decimated, destroyed, to wipe out our heritage. And ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is very clear. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And I believe we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, and listen, perhaps you're listening today and you say, it doesn't affect me, it doesn't bother me, I'm not going to worry about it. Listen, everything that we see taking place, we need to look at it through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. What does the Bible say? I call our attention to John 8:31-32. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, made a profound statement. If ye continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the Word of God. The Bible says, thy word is truth. Listen, the Bible didn't say the word contains truth. Thy word is truth. The Word of God is the bastion of truth. It is truth. Psalms 117:2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Yet we're in a society today where there's a mindset that we can modulate truth, modify truth, destroy truth, somehow, some way use a half-truth. It was the secularist of yesteryear, George Orwell. Orwell said this. Now listen, I'm not praising Orwell. He, in the late 40s, developed a dystopian novel entitled 1984, projecting where America would be in 1984. Several things that he said are factual. He missed the target. He said 1984. But in one of the statements that he did make that is conclusively true today, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we're in that society today. For example, I'll just bring in a little issue that we'll touch on. Hakeem Jeffries was asked to respond to the sweep in New York with 9 socialist, Marxist, Islamic, Jew-hating candidates that won the primary, sponsored by, promulgated by, pushed by the Communist Party of America and the socialist, Marxist, progressive, Islamic mayor of New York. Hakeem Jeffries refused to recognize, refused to answer, refused to respond to, and gave a half answer, a half truth, when asked what did he think about it. It is an indication that the Democratic Party is no longer, hear me, no longer in control of its destiny and its decisions and the policies that they make. We're witnessing the transition from a progressive, liberal, Democratic Party to an Islamic, socialist, Marxist, communist, former Democratic Party for America. It's urgent that we as Christians, conservatives, and patriots recognize that. Yet we have today, and I watched much of the lauding, praising, rejoicing, hand-clapping, dancing by Mamdani and his winners in the primary. And I watched the majority of the crowd, overwhelming majority, millennials. And I'm looking at a headline that says, most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, in that survey, it says 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, a half-truth is a whole lie. And a headline that I'm looking at says Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. Former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint made the statement, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a derogatory statement against the church. It is absolutely sad that that could be considered, but it's true. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge for you, our listeners, each and every day. At telephone numbers 904-831-0917. Just a brief footnote, and then a wrap-up of the monologue, and we'll open our telephone lines and invite you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? There's a benchmark at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. You'll find on the campus of Tulips for a Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole floats the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tulips for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, a pre-introduction to what we're saying today, going to talk about. We need to, first of all, recognize that the Word of God is leaping off the pages. And I'm talking about the two earthquakes back-to-back, 7.2 and a 7.5 in Venezuela. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, well, we'll look at verse 7 in particular, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences. By the way, the word pestilences there is better translated diseases. It's talking about Ebola. It's talking about the hantavirus. It's talking about the other viruses, the monkeypox that's now being promulgated. I read an article just yesterday where New York is talking about the monkeypox as a major, major, major problem in New York. And I'll talk about that further. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says there'll be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. Now, the thing that I bring out with that as a prerequisite to just simply by way of mention and prayer for those in Venezuela is the fact that God's Word is leaping off the pages. Yet we have those today that will deny the Word, try to denounce the Word, some way demean the Word, and totally reject the Word of God. As though God's Word is not real and relevant. The Word of God is the footprint, the roadmap. As we want to know what's happening, look at every event in the nation, in our communities, globally and around the world, through the prism of the Word of God. God's Word is real, it's relevant, and it's coming to reality. It's passing each and every day. And the point is, the rapture's on the horizon. But as we look at what took place in Venezuela, I'm just going to read a very brief two paragraphs out of a massive article. Rescue teams raced Thursday to the areas hardest hit by the pair of powerful earthquakes that rocked northern Venezuela, killing at least 164 people, injuring nearly 1,000, trapping many, many others beneath the collapsed buildings. Live view from Caracas after Venezuela was struck by back-to-back 7.2 and 7.5 magnitude earthquakes, among the strongest in more than a century. Wednesday evening, 7.2 and 7.5 magnitude earthquakes were among the strongest to strike Venezuela. The article reads, and then further it says, the country's major airport, main airport, was damaged and closed while buildings were evacuated in places as far as Brazil's Amazon, about 1,700 kilometers from Caracas. Ladies and gentlemen, it's massive, it's destructive, but it's fulfilling the prophetic Word of God. So I say that simply for us to remember to pause for a moment and pray and ask God to bless those, protect those, provide for those. I watched some of the interview with Marco Rubio this morning, Secretary of State, and he was talking about with the main airports being destroyed, they could not fly in and out. So the War Department with Pete Hegseth has been asked through the War Department to provide military assistance from military planes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, military aircraft that could get in and out that regular planes could not. So pray for that event, for the people to be encouraged and for God's protection. But listen, it's not just there. We're seeing the fulfillment of the Word of God on a massive global scale. God's Word's not hidden in a closet. God's not going to have to go back and repair His Word or some way revise His Word or some way change His Word for it to meet the current events. The current events are fulfilling verbatim what God's Word's already said. As you study God's Word from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, we find what God has done, is doing, and shall do. It is the progressive revelation of God to man. And I believe it's time we start recognizing that God is well and alive. The old historic background of the 60s, God is dead. God's still alive. God's still sovereign. God's still watching, and God's still on the throne. Ladies and gentlemen, have you heard the wave of the Marxist communist rattling their sabers? The sweep that took place in New York City, led by the communist Mandani. I believe that there were, if I'm not mistaken, there were, you can call in, correct me if I'm wrong, give your insight on it. I believe there were 9 candidates, socialist, Marxist, anti-Semitic, Islamic, progressive, communist candidates that won in the primary in New York. 2 of them going to the U.S. House if they win the election in November. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's important that we recognize what is taking place and the danger of it. I believe we need to understand that all of his candidates, all of those that Mandami was pushing, that he was stumping for, that he was candidating for, they won the primary. May I say to you, in the runoff in November, if that continues in that vein, and I believe it will, listen, across the nation, we have getting ready for the primaries and the election in November. Thousands, hear me, not hundreds, not dozens, thousands of socialist, Marxist, Democratic, communist, Islamics that are running for office and have a high likelihood of winning their candidacy. That's simply because perhaps you're saying that can't be true. How can that happen? It's simply because Christians have been sitting on our hands. Christians have been hiding in the closet. Christians have been anemic, refusing to vote. You've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, I'll say again. In the 2016 election, some 40 million Christians did not vote. 2020 election, some 32 million Christians did not vote. I don't know how many didn't vote in the 2024 election. But unless Christians recognize that our foundation, the Judeo-Christian foundations, the morals, values, and ethics foundation of America are being wiped out, eviscerated, totally destroyed. And I don't say that in a dogmatic fashion to be horror spoken or to in some fashion be negatively viewed. But I said because it is a warning, and I believe according to Ezekiel 33:10, we need to be watchmen on the wall, warning of danger ahead. Listen, that which just took place in New York is a possibility of some taking place in California. In fact, in the governor's race in California, in the mayor's race in L.A. that we just witnessed, and we'll talk about that in this broadcast, where major, major, major fraud took place. Election laws were eviscerated. And illegals were winning. Socialist, Marxist, communist candidates are winning. And that is simply because of what is happening with our election laws. We'll talk about that in a moment, where President Trump is wanting the SAVE Act to be passed and is reaching a blockade from not the Democrats by themselves, but from the Republicans also. John Thune, in my most humble opinion, the head of the Senate, needs to be chased out of America. John Thune has some other axe to grind. John Thune could bring it to the floor. He says we don't have enough votes. Well, put it on the floor, debate it, discuss it until you wear the microphones out and finally have a vote. But don't just say we don't have enough votes and refuse to bring the SAVE Act to the floor. Ladies and gentlemen, we have in America today the infiltration of those that are out to destroy America. Some of those that just won the candidacy in the primary in New York. One of the females led in one of the major prestigious universities recently in the campaign to save Palestine. From the river to the sea, Palestine must be free. She is an anti-Semitic. She is an Islamic controlled freak. She is an embarrassment to a constitutional republic, and yet she won in the primary. I'm looking at an article that says, importing people that hate America, radical Islamic infiltration, infiltrating the Democratic Party. after House Majority Leader Hakeem Jeffries refused to answer the Daily Signal's question on his party's radical Islamic problem. Conservative lawmakers exclusively told the outlet that this is a result of importing people that hate America. Quote, the Democrats have nominated a Nazi, an Al-Qaeda terrorist, to the Democratic Party and has fetishized Islamic terrorism. Senator Representative Randy Fine, Republican of Florida, told the Daily Signal regarding Graham Platner, the Senate candidate in Maine, and Adam Hemaway, the House candidate in New Jersey. Quote, I feel bad for the transgender. They used to be Democrats' favorite people. Now the radical Islamics are the favorites for the Democrats. Representative Fine, a member of the Congressional Sharia Free America Caucus, called the Democratic Party a mainstream anti-Semitic pro-Islamic party. Now, I could go on and on and on with what he said, but basically this is the end result of his statement. When your civil rights group and a terrorist threat group, and when the top politicians are Rashid Tlaib, Zohan Mandami, Abdul Sayyad, and Ilhan Omar, people who downplay radical Islam, you have lost your battle already. Ladies and gentlemen, for years and years and years, I've been saying, if we want to know what's going to happen to America, look at Europe. Look at what is taking place in London today. Look at what is taking place in all of Europe today. Europe has been Islamicized, and now the politicians are saying, what can we do about it? We'll talk about that further in the broadcast today to give a vivid illustration of what is happening and what shall happen in America unless we as conservatives, Christians, patriots, wake up, sit up, vet the candidates, and vote according to the Word of God. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Proverbs 29 and verse 2, the Bible says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. We can't expect rejoicing in America when we are witnessing the takeover of our constitutional republic by the socialist, Marxist, communist, Islamic left. And by the way, just another footnote, we're on the verge of watching America turn our backs on the nation of Israel. And listen very carefully. The moment we do that, the moment it crosses the line, the moment America says no to assisting and standing up for Israel, that's the moment that the completion of God's judgment comes on America. I believe we're witnessing a progressive revelation of the Word of God when you study the little book of Habakkuk, where Habakkuk was, and I'm going to paraphrase my statements, in the book of Habakkuk, Habakkuk was concerned about the nation of Judah and the sin that was growing and the nation that was losing the battle morally, ethically, and spiritually. And Habakkuk was bemoaning to God, how long, how long, how long, O God, will you allow this to take place? And basically, Youngblood Vernacular says this. God says, son, listen, I've already handled that problem. I'm sending a wicked nation, a nation more wicked than Judah, to come in and take control, dominate, and eviscerate Judah. Habakkuk still questioned, how can you use a wicked nation to do that? A Youngblood Vernacular says, in paraphrase of God's word, God says, son, after I do that, I'm going to send a nation that's even more wicked to destroy and to dominate that nation. Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen, that today we're witnessing the progressive judgment of God on America because we've turned our backs on God? We've placed our faith, trust, and confidence in military power. We've placed our faith, trust, and confidence in economic power. We've placed our faith, trust, and confidence in political machine. We've placed our faith, trust, and confidence in political candidates, rather than placing our faith, trust, and confidence in the Lordship of Jesus Christ in America. We've banned Jesus from the classroom. We've banned the Bible from the classrooms. We've banned the flag, in most cases, from the classroom. We've banned the Word of God from the classrooms. We have allowed the socialist, Marxist, communist professors to teach our kids in the universities that are so-called prestigious universities. And those students in graduating with a piece of paper called a degree or diploma, not worth the paper it's written on, but having minds that have been pickled, if you will, minds that have been destroyed, minds that have been programmed to hate God, to hate America, to hate the Constitution, and to embrace socialism, Marxism, communism, and we're witnessing the result of that today. Hear me. There's a problem in America. We're celebrating our 250th anniversary. Wonderful. I'm thankful for it. But will America survive beyond our 250th? Will America survive? That's the question. Love to hear from you. 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, Hunted Down, Verdict In for a Woman Exposing Muslim Rape Invasion as She Reveals the Latest Absurdity. And I'm going to paraphrase. It's a massive, frightening article. A woman facing prison for daring to say on French television that the main danger for women in Europe and France comes from the black, African, and Arab immigrant men being found guilty but in receiving no jail time and no fines. The 26-year-old woman having to go under a pseudonym for protection. She's talking about what has happened. Before your incredible mobilization, the judicial system had set up to crush me, she said. She is trying to expose what's happened. Do you realize in Europe, just in the past year, 250,000, now I didn't say 250,000 girls, women, have been molested, raped publicly, and down alleys, and yet the Islamic jihadist perpetrators have not been fined, they've not been charged, they've not been brought into court, they've not been imprisoned, and because she's speaking out about it, her life is in danger. She says here, this is our reality. If you speak out against or even just show what the great replacement looks like, they throw you in jail. That's incredible. And it goes on to talk about the fact that she's had 15 different Instagram accounts and Facebook accounts, etc., 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 and the government keeps shutting them down because she will not be silenced, trying to warn Europe of the danger. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in that position today. There needs to be a warning. Our politicians, our elected leaders, John Thune, Mitch McConnell, etc., 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 needs to be warned in here that we're on the fast track for that very same thing happening in America. So the question is, will America survive? We're going to celebrate our 250th anniversary in the next few days, already in the process of that celebration in D.C. with the president. I'm thankful for that. But ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with a party, former Democratic Party, that's no longer a Democratic Party. It's the Socialist Marxist Communist Party of America. That has been shown. It is factual as we witness case by case across America, in particular recently in New York, where so many of those were elected. The Democrats today, according to a poll that I'm looking at in my hand, amoral Democrats. Poll shows a majority of the Democrats view abortion, gender transition as being morally acceptable, and that also for Islam. Ladies and gentlemen, how do you win the battle when you have a major party that has gone communist in America, that is attempting to undermine, tear down, and destroy our very foundation? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned. The urgency in my voice is purposeful. I want us to understand one of the very prefaces of being destroyed as a nation, and it's time Christians understand it and do something about it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church, WTRJ-FM, Orange Park, WAYL-FM, St. Augustine, WATY-FM, Folkestone, WMUV-HD4, Brunswick, and W272-CQ, Jacksonville. WTRJ, the truth.
Well, that's our news. I'm Rex Thomason in Washington.